ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2, ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 12.
ನತ್ವೇವಾಹಂ ಜಾತು ನಾಸಂ ನತ್ವಂ ನೇಮೇ ಜನಾಧಿಪಾಹಂ ನ ಚೈವ ನ ಭವಿಷ್ಯಾಮಹಂ ಸರ್ವೇ ವಯಮತಃ ಪರಂ.
Lord Krishna teaching the entire Upanishadic knowledge in these verses from 11th shloka onwards up to 25th shloka. Upanishadic teaching means Vedantic teaching. Vedantic teaching means, in short, we can call it as Brahma Vidya. Vedantic teaching means Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya means Atma Vidya. Brahma Vidya means Atma Vidya. Atma Vidya means self-knowledge. Self-knowledge. Self means individual nature. Self means individual nature. What is the real nature of every individual? That is what Lord Krishna is dealing with now, these shlokas. What is the range now? Lord Krishna giving the Upanishadic teaching. Upanishadic teaching means Vedantic teaching. Vedantic teaching means Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya means Atma Vidya. Atma Vidya means self-knowledge. Self-knowledge means real nature of the every individual. This is known as Paramarthika Drishti. Paramarthika Drishti. In English, we can call it as Absolute Reality. Absolute Reality. Paramarthika Drishti is known as Absolute Reality. Lord Krishna dealing with the two types of people, I said in the last class. Two types of people are those people. First type is committed, dedicated students. Committed, dedicated listeners who are mature, who are sensitive enough to grasp this Paramarthika Vidya. Atma Vidya can be called as Paramarthika Vidya. The knowledge that which gives about the absolute truth. Paramarthika Vidya. Atma Vidya ki another name is Paramarthika Vidya. Vidya means knowledge. Paramarthika means the knowledge about that absolute truth. What is absolute truth? Brahman. What is Brahman? Atma. What is Atma? Individual, real nature. That Paramarthika Drishti is given to those students who are very much interested in knowing their real nature. Dedicated, committed, sincere students like you, all of you. Mature students, mature listeners. Another group of people, Lord Krishna gives the teaching for religious people. Religious people are those people who are not at committed or dedicated for Upanishadic Paramarthika Vidya. Religious people who are all still in bhakti, triangular format. We can call it as triangular format. In vehicles also, and the handicapped people ki moodu chakra, trichakra vahanam irukum. Trichakra vahanam, triangular. Trichakra vahanam, dvichakra vahanam. Dvichakra vahanam driving is very difficult. In foreign countries and all, there is no scooters, mopeds and all won't be there. They never consider it is a vehicle. It is the most unsafe, you know, two-wheeler. You know. In America and all, you don't find any scooter. Nang paakala, people say that. So, very difficult to drive two-wheeler. Even car drive pannalam. Two-wheeler drive panna mudiyadhu. Then balance kediyadhu. Indha pakkam panna, andha pakkam panna. But whereas triangular, trichakra vahano has got a balance. That's why for a handicapped, physically challenged people, they give these type of trichakra vahanam, three-tired vehicles. Have you seen that? Even scooters also, for them specially made for physically challenged people. Why? No? They are physically handicapped. They cannot balance. They cannot balance. That's why special vehicle for them. Like that. Like that, the entire religion is meant for those people who are not emotionally healthy, who are emotionally handicapped. This triangular format is meant for those people who are emotionally handicapped, mentally weak, emotionally weak. For their sake, this entire religion is kept. Those who have completed this religious lifestyle and got emotional maturity, immunity, strong mind, then they can reduce the religious practices, they can come to Vedanta. They are eligible. They are qualified. But many people, suppose you are able to understand Vedanta, you are capable to receive the teaching, means you are emotionally strong, Nartha. You are emotionally strong because you have done sufficient Daiva Puja, either in this Janma or previous Janma. You have done sufficient Puja, you have lived a religious life sufficiently, either in this Janma, young age onwards, or in previous Janma. Therefore, for you, religion is namke vaste. It is not very deep. You also do puja, you also worship God, but that you are not obsessed with. You worship God, that's all. And you love to listen to Vedanta also. But whereas these religious people who are all soaked in religion totally, they're all emotionally handicapped, means don't mistake me in a negative sense. Emotionally handicapped, they follow triangular format, means why they do that? No. Triangular format means world is victimizer. This world is giving me problem. These people in the family are giving me problem. Neighbors are giving me problem. Other people are also giving me problem. This entire world is giving me problem. Victimizer. I am victimized. I am facing problem because of these people. I am victimized, I am exploited. This whole world is victimizer, exploiting me. Therefore what? I need a savior. Oh God, save me from all these people, including my own body physical problems. Please save me. So world is the victimizer, I am victimized, Bhagavan is the savior. Triangular. Mood irukka, world, God and myself. This is called triangular format. Trichakra vahanam. For whom? Mentally challenged and emotionally challenged. Now we are not talking about physically challenged, mentally challenged. All religious people are emotionally challenged people. Emotionally weak. Either guilt or hurt or fear. Insecurity. So always bhayam, bhayam, bhayam. Whereas this committed, devoted students, listeners, who are all sufficiently completed religious life, religion is very important. That is why in our country, people are sane till today because of religion. Okay? Some people say religion is opium, like it is like opium. It makes the person to addict. All weak people only worship God. They propagate like this, many people. That's not true. Religion alone keeps the person sane, physically, mentally. And lot of psychological problems can be solved in a religious life. You can see in Western countries, they have lot of psychological, psychiatric problems. They never trust in God. Like our children, our people have devotion towards God. They don't have that much. That is why there are lot of psychological, psychiatric problems. Here we are all safe in spite of lot of pollution. Water pollution, air pollution, so many problems. Still we are happy. Roads are not nice. All where, everywhere problem. But still we are comfortable. We are very happy. Therefore, we are all safe because of this religious life. At the same time, religious life also totally, it cannot give mental strength, emotional strength. You have to complete tremendous religious practices regularly. This whole Devi Navaratri is for what? 9 days. To become emotionally mature. So Lord Krishna dealing with religious people and what? Mature people who are committed, philosophical. This is philosophy, this is religion. So religion and philosophy. But who comes to philosophy also? They also follow religion. They also follow religion because they have come after following religion only they have come. Understand, this is very important. In the philosophy, they don't have religion, they don't have connection with religion. Not like that. A real philosophical understanding can take place after completing the religious practice only. That is real understanding of philosophy. Otherwise, you become just academically qualified. We are not studying for academic knowledge's sake, Shastra. Okay? The religion is like a mother's womb, and the child will grow like that, and then you come out. Adimadri, religion is like a mother's womb. If mother womb is not healthy, they keep later the incubator lo vechiruva and the baby ni. If premature baby enna pannuva? The premature baby, suppose 8th month, 8 and a half months, that baby has to born, na? And the baby they keep another 2 months in incubator. Similarly, religion is like a mother's womb. Never give up your religious practices. Do Navaratri, keep Kulu and worship Ambal. So Lord Krishna dealing with two types of people. Now from 12th shloka, 11th shloka onwards up to 25th shloka, what? Addressing that paramarthika committed students for Atma Vidya, Brahma Vidya, Upanishadic teaching, who are all already crossed religious life, mature enough and come to this Vedanta, Atma Vidya, Brahma Vidya. Arjuna, why you are grieving? You need not grieve. From Paramarthika Drishti is talking. What is that Paramarthika Drishti? Like electricity. Electricity bulb. This body is like a bulb. Filament is like, our Sukshma Shriram is like a filament. Electricity is like Atma. Bulbs may come and go, filament may come and go, electricity is always there. Electricity can manifest only through a gadget. You cannot see the electricity. You can feel the electricity. Can you see electricity? None of us can see electricity. But that electricity cannot manifest without any gadget. Either fan, either mic, either bulb, it requires to manifest. It is invisible. Electricity is invisible. We tap the electricity. Electricity is there already in water. Anybody created electricity in the water? They draw electricity from water by keeping turbines, turbines. And they keep turbines and they move fast, electricity is produced, which is already there in the water. It is invisible. Before the bulb is coming, electricity was there. Even after bulb is destroyed, electricity continues. The bulb is illumining because of that electricity only. Because of that electricity only, the bulb is able to illumine all other objects. Because of that light only, we are able to see all the objects. Who is there behind the electricity? But we never remember. Electricity alone is there behind. What you clean, only bulb you clean. You cannot clean the electricity. Can you clean the electricity? Try pannunga. Or what, edavad clean pannanum electricity nan sonna, adha. Therefore, electricity invisible. Electricity, two are there or four are there, five electricities are there. How many electricities are there? Not Chennai city, Bangalore city. And the mother city like the electricity, only one electricity appearing in many gadgets. Where is this electricity pervading? Everywhere it is pervading. In the form of lightning it is pervading, in the form of water it is pervading, in the cosmic vibrations it is pervading electricity. We have to tap that electricity. Once the gadget is available, it manifests like that. Podhuma electricity kada? Sufficient to understand the original. Similarly, Atma is just like an electricity. Atma is just like an electricity, eternal. Before the body bulb and chollinde irpen. Okay. Ena body bulb and chollalena ungalku abhimanam jaasthayadu odamba mele. Body bulb varathukku munnadi body ponalum kuda and the electricity like Atma continues. Arjuna, why are you grieving? You need not grieve for those people. Lord Krishna asked, you are talking like a pandita, but you are grieving like an unintelligent person. Therefore, he said, Na anushochanti anushochaha anar. They are not grieved for. Why? Na? Because they are eternal. From Atma Drishti, they are eternal. That's what he said. Natu eva aham jatu asam. I was not there, is not there. I was not there, nan illai angarad illai. Yan artha. Natvevaham jatu na asam. You were not there, is not correct. I was not there when? Dwapara yugatik munnadi. Krishna says, Krishna is talking in which yuga? This teaching took place in which yuga? Adi theriyumillayo? Dwapara yuga. How many yugas are there? 4 yugas. What is the first yuga? Krita yuga. Krita yuga is the first yuga. Then second one is Dwapara Yuga. Third one is Treta Yuga. Fourth one is Kali Yuga. Now who are in Uchi Yuga? Ningella paakadhu paatha naan thappu solrenna enakku bhayama irukke. Krita Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. Okay, Treta, Dwapara, Kali Yuga. Why in double the Kali Yuga ki double, Dwapara Yuga. Dwapara ki triple, Treta Yuga. Treta Yuga ki triple, more Krita Yuga. Time duration. Naan Yugam. Adila Dwapara Yugam kada ide. Kada illai nijam. Kada illai nijam. Okay. Now, hey Arjuna, I was not there. That concept is not right. Before Dwapara Yuga, I was there. After Dwapara Yuga, even after Kali Yuga, I will be there. Bhavishyami. Similarly, you also. You were not there before is not right view. You are going to die in future, you won't be there, you will not be there. That idea also is wrong. Even Ime Janadhipaha, these warriors, they were not there, that is also not right. That means what? They were there before their birth. They are going to be there in future also. Na bhavishyamaha atah param, after death. For whose sake you are worrying? For Bhishma, Drona you are worrying. They are going to continue. Don't worry. No. Why? Atma nityaha. Bhishma is nityaha. Drona is nityaha. Their body may go, but they will continue. Why you are grieving? Therefore don't grieve. Kodanda aladhe en chollu illaya. When children are crying. Aladamma, and Jolo. And the Madhari Krishna says, why you are grieving? Don't grieve. Unnecessarily you are grieving. Atma ki maraname kadiyad. Atma is permanent. Nityaha. That's what he has conveyed. And the Nityaha na word is solala parungo. Ure edatla kuda. We have to extract. What he said, I was not there in the past. Iti na. I was not there in the past is not right. That means I was there. You were not there is not right. That means you were there in the past. These rulers also were not there in the past, also not right. That means they were there. Then in future, atah param na bhavishyamaha, we all of us, myself and you, oh Arjuna, and these kings are also not going to be there in future. Na bhavishyamaha, future is also not right. That means what? We ever exist. Ippo, present. Adi chollanama? Present, we are already here. That means what? We are all eternal. Ippo, Krishna is eternal. Arjuna is eternal. Drona eternal, Bhishma eternal, all rulers are eternal. What about us? Once they are eternal, they were there in the past, present, future, that means we are also eternal. Then when we are eternal, how many of us say, boldly claim, I am eternally going to be here. I am going to be eternally here. Challa mudiyumana? Adhe eppadi swamini. Nammeppadi? Avangalella naranarayana, adhukku eternal irukkalam. Nammello ordinary, ordinary tiny human beings. No. Lord Krishna talking about Atma. Therefore, he is addressing our individual nature, not bulb filament. Okay, Lord Krishna not saying bulb is permanent, filament is permanent, anartham, body is permanent, mind is permanent, Krishna is not telling, it can never be permanent, body is temporary, it has got a history, history enna theriyum illayo, date of birth irukum first, from so and so date and so date it will be over, manufacturing date, expiry date. Body has got a manufacturing date, of course, expiry date also. The whole history is nothing but mystery and my story and ardham. His story is called history. Historians are those people who always spend their life in what? Undergrounds. Always historians, no? His story padichinde irupavane. Never work for their story. My story therinjaka vendamo. My story. What is my story? Adi da mystery. Okay. Puriyada story, namma story. Mystery. Mystery is my story. Anyhow. Okay. What Lord Krishna says, Atma Nityaha. That which Atma, what is Atma? How to understand Atma? Atma is that which always exists eternally, is called Atma. Atma ka opposite Anatma. Atma is Nityaha, one definition given here. Atma Nityaha. Whatever is not Atma, whatever is opposite to Atma, whatever is other than Atma, must be what? Na Atma, Anatma. Atma ka opposite na? Anatma. Once Atma is Nityaha, Anatma must be what? Patane? Anityaha. Atma is, bulb is in, sariram, bulb sariram is not Atma because it is not Nityaha. Mind is also not Nityaha, not eternal, therefore it is also not Atma. There is something invisible principle like electricity, that which is making this body bulb active, sentient. That principle is called Atma, that is Nityaha. Which is other than body, that means body, mind must be what? Atma is Nityaha, since body is not Nityaha, body must be what? Anityaha. Whatever is Anityaha, here Atma is Nityaha, body is Anityaha. Atma ka opposite enna chonna? Anatma. Body must be what? Anatma. Anatma number one. Okay, list potukonga. Atma number one ani podadengo. Atma is only one. Ekaha. Electricity one or two. In your house one electricity. In my house another electricity. Apadi chollu amma? Chollu maato. Electricity is one. Like that, Atma ekaha. Parantu, bulbs are so many. Like that, bodies are many. Anatma anekaha. Puriyirudha? Idella corollaries you have to extract. Adella irukka adu shlokam la. Namba da extract pannanum. Atma Nityaha, eternal. Other than Atma, whatever is there, Anityaha. Therefore, Anatma, body, Anatma. Other than Atma, whatever is there, Anatma. Other than Nitya Atma, whatever is there, Anityaha. Non-eternal, impermanent. Arjuna, what is impermanent? Bhishma, body is impermanent. Drona, body is impermanent. But Drona, Atma is permanent. And Bhishma, Atma is permanent. Drona, Bhishma, bodies are impermanent. Anityam, they are Anatma. Therefore, what? Paramarthika drishtirna idida Atma Vidya. Number 1. Next shloka we will read. Shloka number 13. Further he is clarifying. How is it possible? Atma, how can it be? Nityaha. We are seeing, we are experiencing, so many things are appearing, disappearing. Eternity I am not at all seeing. Nothing is eternal in this universe. Everything is disappearing one day or other. But how can you say it is Nityahana? Further he is clarifying with an example. 13th shloka we will read.
Dehi nosmin yatha dehe. Kaumaram yavanam jaram.
Kaumaram yavanam jaram.
Tatha dehantaraf praptihi.
Tatha dehantaraf praptihi.
Dhiras tatra namuhyati.
Dhiras tatra namuhyati.
Yatha, first line you see. Yatha dehinaha asmin dehi kaumaram yavvanam jara. Jaracha bhavati, you have to supply. Yatha means just as. Dehinaha. Dehinaha means dehaha asya asti iti dehi. Dehinaha. For those jivatmas, the self, dehinaha, shariri ityartaha, the one who is embodied, atma is embodied now, here in this body, which is invisible, electricity like atma is invisible. That invisible atma is embodied. Endowed with the body is called embodied. The self. Upon the check, what you write? Adi chonna nanna puriyum. Check mele what you write? Self. Why can't you write your name? என்னமோ பழகிட்டோம் தெரியல. வை வி ரைட் செல்ஃப் அன்னதே தெரியல. அந்த செல்ஃப் ஜீவாத்மா ஆர் ஷரீரி. வேர் இஸ் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா? அஸ்மின் தேஹே, இன் திஸ் பாடி. ஹுச் இஸ் இன் திஸ் பாடி? அஸ்மின் மீன்ஸ் இன் திஸ். தேஹே, தேஹ மீன்ஸ் அனாத்மா. Atma is available in this anatma body. Everybody, electricity is available in the bulb or not? Electricity is available. Similarly, atma is available in this anatma, or dehi is available in the deha. Why it is called deha? There are two, three derivations are there. Deha is that, dih means to anoint, to smear. Udambukella poothinde irukum illayo nariya, what, snow powder, lot of things, creams and all you apply, oil bath, adella pannumbodhu you smear so many things. Inda maavu andha maavu andha beauty parlor ku pona theriyum ella poothinde irupana. Don't ask me, Swami, how do you know? என்ன அந்த பொம்மை எல்லாம் பார்த்தா தெரியவில்லையோ பொம்மையில் பார்த்தா எல்லாம் பூச்சின்னு அப்படியே இருப்பான். வை என்ன? பிகாஸ் த பாடி இஸ் தட் தி ஸ்மியர் ஸோ மெனி திங்ஸ் டு த பாடி, தேர் ஃபார் இட் இஸ் கால்ட் தேஹா. அனதர் மீனிங் இஸ் சர்வானர்த்த சங்கட உபச்சயேன்னு சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் பாஷ்யம், பிரகதாரண்யக பாஷ்யம். இ சேஸ் த பாடி தேஹா இஸ் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் தென் அன் அசெம்பிளேஜ் ஆஃப் ஆல் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் விச் இஸ் க்ரோயிங் வெர்டிக்கல்லி ஹாரிசான்டலி. உபச்சயேன்னா எக்ஸ்பேண்டிங், எக்ஸ்பேண்டிங் ஆர் நாட் பாடி இஸ் எக்ஸ்பேண்டிங் horizontally expanding, vertically also expanding, thank God some extent expanding. Expanding and here not only physically expanding, putra rupena putri rupena expanding, no, my son my daughter, abhimanam parunga upachaye enar deha. In this deha atma is there. Just as you cannot see the electricity when you are seeing the fan or light, similarly you cannot see Atma when you are seeing the body. Why? It is invisible. It cannot be objectified. Can you say electricity is not there? I am not seeing electricity, therefore electricity is not there. Can you say? You cannot say. கை வச்சு பாரு தெரியும், ஷாக் அடிக்கும். You can feel it. Like that, you cannot say there is no Atma in this body even though you are not able to see. Then how can I infer Atma is there? There and a fan is moving, Swamini, therefore I can say electricity is there. Here bulb is burning, therefore I can say electricity is there. But how can I say this Atma is there in this body? You are talking, no? You are talking, you are smiling, you are moving. This body is inert. Inert body cannot move by itself. It's inert. You are moving, you are talking, you are breathing, you are blinking. You are doing every action, that itself is the proof for the existence of Atma. Clear? You are able to do lot of actions, writing, listening, seeing. All these are happening because of Atma. That Atma is not changing, all actions are changing. How? He gives example. Just as in this body, you see Kaumaram Yavvanam Jara. A person experience Kaumaram, boyhood, Balyadasha. Kumarasya Bhavaha Kaumaryam. Boyhood. We have, all of us have experienced our childhood. You show your photos also. Swamini, when I was 10 year old, when I was 5 year old, you have experienced, all of us have experienced our childhood. Yes? Afterwards, Yavvanam. Yunaha Bhavaha Yavvanam. My young age, youth, madhyavastha. Youth also we have experienced from 18 years to 30 years. Youth 35 potukalame, okay. 18 to 35, some age, youth, madhyavayaskaha, that also we have experienced. And we are also experiencing what? Jara, old age. That also we are experiencing. I have experienced my childhood. I have experienced my youth, madhyavastha. Now I am going to experience my old age. The experiencer of these three avasthas must be different what he has experienced. The childhood one who has experienced is different from childhood. Is it not? Similarly, one who is who has experienced the youth must be different from the youthhood. If he was there with childhood, he is not separate from childhood, he cannot experience the youth. If he is not separate from the youth, he cannot experience the old age. Old age experience pannona in the mood age. Balyavasthala kaumara dashale not there, kaumara dashala old age is not there, old age la childhood is not there, childhood age la old age is not there. Three hoods. What hoods? Childhood, youthhood and old age. In the mood me are exclusive. Exclusive means vilakshanaha, vyatiriktaha. All three are not there. When you are very young, you are not old. When you are young, childhood, youth, old age. All are exclusive. But who is inclusive? I, the experiencer, is inclusive in childhood, boyhood, youth and old age. Clear? I am inclusive. That is why I am experiencer of three status. How to understand this? When you are standing on the railway platform, 8 o'clock train has come, departed by 8:30, gone. And you say 9 o'clock train has come, it has also passed. You saw that also. Then 10 o'clock train come and arrival and departure. The person who is talking about the 8 o'clock train arrival and departure, the person who is talking about the same person talking, 9 o'clock train and 9:30 departure, the person who is talking about the 10 o'clock train arrival and departure, he is in the train or out of the train? He cannot be in the train. If he is in the train, he cannot talk about the arrival and departure of three trains. Simple logic. Enna periya PhD padikkanuma edhukku enna? The person who is talking about the three trains arrival and departure must be out of the three trains. Idhu puriyadillayo? Adhe maadhiri, a person who is talking about the childhood, youth and old age must be what? Different out of the three stages. Adhu eppadiyo? The example. Adi eppadiyo, adi madri, tatha. Tatha, same way. Dehantara praptihi bhavati. I, the Atma, leave this body and enter another body. Again, I leave that body and enter another body. Just as one person experiences the childhood, youth, and separate from all of them. Similarly, I am in one body, another body. I can experience all bodies. Whatever body I take, bodies may come and go, but I, the experiencer, never perish. Just as an example. Just as a person experiences his own boyhood, youth and old age, but the person is different. Similarly, Atma is different from the body, mind complex. Before this body is coming, Atma was there. After this body perish, this Atma will continue. Therefore, Atma is separate entity. Therefore what? Therefore, Atma Nityaha. Atma Nityaha. The person who is experiencing boyhood is not boy. The person who is experiencing youth is not youth. The person who is experiencing old age is not old. The person who is experiencing childhood is not child. The experiencer must be different. If he is a child, in youth, old age vanda ivanukku theriyadu. If he is old, the childhood he cannot experience. He must be different from that. Okay. Therefore, Arjuna, Atma is also like that only. Just as a person experiences three stages, Atma is separate from the body. It experiences all the changes in the body. How? Next shloka, he says, what is the phalam of this knowledge? Phalam enna thukkaman. Ayyo, thukkam illappa. Nanna phalam kadikkum. Enna phalam? Dheeraha na muhyati. Dheeraha tatra na muhyati. Once you know you are not the body, mind, complex, which body is anatma, anityam, not eternal, it is going to perish one day or other when you know you are separate from that body. Tatra, with regard to this body, mind, complex, the bodies are coming and going, regarding that, tatra, dheeraha. Dheeraha means wise person. The wise person, namuhyati, is not disturbed over this, what? Bodies are perishing, they are going, ayo, he will not be disturbed. Dehantara praptihina, the attainment of another body. That's why in our culture actually, olden days elders, they never worry about death. Death na avangalukku enna nam theriyumo, inda thuni vittitao innor thuni potukkorom naalaiki, appadi thane. We give up this dress, we wear another dress, like that. Our, for all our elders, ancestors ku death na bhayame kediyadu. இப்போதான் பயாப்சின்னாலே பயம் என்ன, பயாப்சின்னாலே பயம், என்ன வரப்போகிறதோ நியூஸ், என்ன வரப்போகிறதோ, டெத்துனாலே பயமோ பயம் அண்ணா. சில பேர் எது ஹாஸ்பிட்டலுக்கு கூட போகமாட்டான், அங்கே போனால் எல்லாருக்கும் தேர் பீப்புள் ஆர் க்ரைங் வித் சோ மெனி டிசீசஸ், தே ஆர் அஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் டெத். அவர் ஆன்சிஸ்டர்ஸ் நெவர் ஹேட் திஸ் ஃபியர் ஆஃப் டெத். வை என்ன, ஐ ஆம் பர்மனென்ட்டு, I am permanent, this is a temporary body. I incidental body, I give up, I take another body. Innu fresh young body var povatam. Indha murukku maadhiri irukkira body edhukku pona povatam. They will wait for next new body inner. Like we wait for the body dress. People are all waiting for new dress, you know, Deepavali. Indha dress pona andha dress, new dress. So you never worry about old dress. A new dress comes. Dress la sari. In the vadambulo kuda appadi irukkanum. Idhu pona innonu varum. Because I am ever permanent. This is my glory, my beauty. Ippa indha vadambulo irukka, next innu beautiful body. Adhu madri they used to think. Innu nalla punyam panni nalla nalla body kadikum. Anna madri. That have, you know, that gives tremendous courage. Dheeraha tatra na muhyati, never disturbed. You are telling never disturbed, but I am disturbed so much. Arjuna, worry. I am so much disturbed here, Krishna. You are telling dheeraha na disturbed. Krishna says, purutuko. Next shloka.
Matra sparishastu kaunteyam. शीतोष्ण सुख दुःखदाहम् आगमापायिनो नित्याः ताम् स्थितिक्षस्व भारत.
In modern world, people are all pampering the body. They are struggling to keep this body 150 years, 200 years. Eppadi, how to live? Edha oru tablet guliki pottaavanna, we can live more time. People are all working for that. life, to increase the lifespan, which is not possible at all. Kayakalpa kriya nu one irukku, and the kayakalpa edukana, they are all gerontology ane or science, how to live without old age, how to live long time without old age. This gerontology, those people who are all studying, they are all gone. Nobody is there, all of them gone. None of them are there who have introduced the kayakalpa kriya. Avan irukana na kadaiye kadaiyadu aale illa edukappa inda kriya na appadi yamadharmaraju job illamale poidum illiyo agada ayurvedala or shlokam irukke ara or funny shloka. I will tell you that shloka. Yasya kasya taro moolam, ஏதோ ஒரு மூலிகையை எடுத்துக்கோன்னு சொன்னான். எஸ்ய கஸ்ய தரோ மூலம், ஏதோ ஒரு மரத்தினுடைய மூலிகை. எஸ்ய கஸ்ய தரோ மூலம் ஏன கேன பிரபேஷயேத், சம்ஹோ யூ நல்லா அரைச்சிடும். ஒரு மூலிகையை எடுத்துட்டு நல்லா அரைச்சிக்கோன்னு அப்படியே. ஏன கேன பிரபேஷயேத் எஸ்யோ கஸ்யோ பிரதாதவியம், யாருக்கும் ஒருத்தர் கொடுத்துடுது. அந்த நல்லா அரைச்சின்ன அந்த மூலிகை பேஸ்ட்டுன்னு வந்து யாருக்கும் ஒருத்தர் கொடுத்துடும். என்ன ஆகும் அண்ணா? எத்வா தத்வா பவிஷ்யது, என்ன ஆகும் அது ஆகட்டும் அண்ணா. அது மாதிரி பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் எக்ஸ்பெரிமெண்டிங் அப்பான் அஸ். இந்த ஆர்கானிக் ஃபுட்டாக ஏதோ வருது, ஆர்கானிக் ஃப்ரூட் ஷாப், ஆர்கானிக் கிரெயின்ஸ், நம்மளை அட்ராக்ட் பண்ணுறதுக்காக அங்கே போய் பார்த்தா எல்லாம் ஓல்டு தான் இருக்கும். இப்படி நம்ம இந்த மார்க்கெட் எல்லாம் விட்டுட்டு இந்த ஃப்ரூட் ஷாப்பு ரிலையன்ஸ்க்கெல்லாம் போகிறோம். அங்கே போய் பார்த்தா, நான் போகல, நான் சொல்கிறேன் சும்மா. ஏன்னா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸு சம் ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் தே வில் பிரிங் அண்ட் இம்மிடியட்லி பை நைட் இட் வில் கெட் ஸ்பாயில். நான் ஆஸ்க் வயம்மா, ஓ சோ காஸ்ட்லி ஃப்ரூட் யூ ஹவ் ப்ராட், இட்ஸ் ஹேஸ் காட் ஸ்பாயில் அன்னெஸ் அண்ட் டோன்ட் வேஸ்ட் மணி. சுவாமினி, ஐ ப்ராட் இன் தட் பழமுதிர் சோலை, ரிலையன்ஸ் ஷாப்பு. இன்னும் இந்த கிளாஸில் நிறைய ஃப்ரூட் கிடைக்கும் எனக்கு, நான் பழம் மூது ஆப்போசிட்டில் இருக்கேன். ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் எல்லாம் ஃப்ரூட் நான் உங்களும் சொல்லலை, ஜெனரலாக அங்கே என்னமோ ஸ்டாக் வச்சுன்னு அவன் ஓல்டு எல்லாம் கொடுத்துட்டே இருப்பான். அது மாதிரி எத்வா தத்வா பவிஷ்யத்து, என்ன அந்த தயார் பண்ணுறவனுக்கு என்னென்னா, எல்லாம் ஏதோ ஒரு தயார் பண்ணி நம்ம மூஞ்சில் போட்டுவிடுவோம். அப்புறம் போட்டுட்டு அது எஃபெக்ட் தெரியறதுக்குள்ளே நமக்கு பிஸ்னஸ் முடிஞ்சுடும் இல்லையோ. அது போய் எஃபெக்ட் பண்ணுறதுக்குள்ள ஒரு ஜெண்டுபாம் ஆகட்டும், அமிர்தாஞ்சன் ஆகட்டும், எதுவுமே எந்த டேப்லெட் ஆகணும், இது போய் அந்த வந்து பேட் எஃபெக்ட் கொடுக்கறதுக்குள்ள நமக்கு பிஸ்னஸ் முடிஞ்சிடும், நம்ம இன்கம் நமக்கு வந்துடும். வி ஆர் த சஃபரர்ஸ். அது மாதிரி ஒரு ஆயுர்வேதம் ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் இது. அது மாதிரி பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் எக்ஸ்பெரிமெண்டிங் ஆன் அதர் பீப்புள், ஏதோ ஒன்று கொடுத்துட்டு ஏதான ஆகட்டும், அவனுக்கு தானே கஷ்டம். எல்லா அடல்ட்ரேஷனும் எவ்ரி திங், ஈவன் வாட், மஞ்சள் தூள், மஞ்சள் தூள் ஆல்சோ அடல்ட்ரேஷன். எது இல்லை, ஹியூமன் மைண்ட் கரப்ட் ஆயிடுதுன்னா எல்லாமே கரப்டட் தான். தேர்ஃபார் வாட், பொறுத்துக்கோ, திதிக்ஷஸ்வா, நாட் தட், நாட் கரப்ஷன், பொறுத்துக்கோ. யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆஸ்க் தேர் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டாலரேட். அர்ஜுனா, he says, hey Kaunteya, whatever you cannot change, you accept. Acceptance of unchangeable incidents or situations, acceptance of that fact, better not to resist. Never swim against the water stream, against the flow. You have to face a lot of strain. Therefore, accept the fact, never resist the fact. What is fact? I will tell you, listen. Hey Kaunteya, matra sparshaha tu sita ushna sukha dukha daha. Matra means here, enna matra? Not medicine, okay? Here matra means sense organs. Sense organs. Sense organs, hearing, seeing, eyes, ears, nose, smeller, smelling sense organ, tasting sense organ, touching sense organ, all these sense organs. Sabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandha. From who, by whom we are knowing the sense objects, they are all called sense organs. That's why they are called sense organ. Sense pandrathu. Sense pandrathu na therinjikirathu en artham. Matra. What they know? Sparshaha. They know their corresponding objects. Eyes know their corresponding forms and colors. Ears know their corresponding sounds. Nose knows that smell corresponding gandha. Tongue knows its taste about the object. And body knows the skin, knows the touch. They are called sparshaha. Sprishante iti sparshaha. Ear cannot see the forms. Ear cannot see the forms. Ear can hear. But I hope you are hearing. Okay? You are here and you are hearing also. Okay. Eyes cannot hear. Ears cannot see. Eyes cannot hear. They can do their own field of work. They are called sparshaha. Contact. Sense organ and sense objects contact. Matra sparshaha. What they do? What they do? They give sukha dukkha daha. They give shita ushna sukha dukkha daha. Any sense of organ with the sense object, when it has a got contact, either it has to give pleasure or it has to give pain. Some sounds give pleasure, some sounds give unpleasant, no? Unfavorable, bitter sounds we don't like. Similarly, some forms we like, some forms we don't like. They give sukham, they don't give sukham also. Sita ushnam, no? Sitam na cold. Ushna means hot. These both we are facing. Sita ushna represents all pair of opposites. Sukha dukha, jaya apajaya, labha alabha. All pair of opposites are bound to be there. Day and night are bound to be there. You cannot ask only daytime. I don't want night. Once the day is there, night has to come. நைட்டு வந்தது நல்லா இருக்க தூங்கலாமே, எதுக்கு கொஞ்சம் டே அவர் பாட்டுக்கு அவர் வந்துடுவார் டைமுக்கு. டே அண்ட் நைட், அது மாதிரி ராத்திரி பகல், டூ சைட்ஸ்னா ஆஃப் சேம் காயின். தி என்டையர் கிரியேஷன் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், வென் தி காண்டாக்ட் வித் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் அசோசியேஷன், தே ஆர் பவுண்டு டு கிவ் சுகா துக்கா இன்எவிட்டபிள். No choice, no, you have no choice to change them. Matra sparshastu kaunteya sita ushna sukha dukkha daha means givers. These sense objects, sense organs contact born, what they give? Either pleasure or pain, either heat or cold. Pair of opposites, feelings, experiences they give, daha. What are they? Are they stay permanently in? Agama payinaha. They come and they go. They arrive and they depart. They have arrival and departure. Agama means coming. Apayi means going, departure. Agama payinaha. Therefore, what? Tan titikshasva. May you tolerate. May you bear. Don't grumble. When they are coming, don't grumble. When painful situation comes, don't murmur, don't grumble. When pleasurable situation, that sukham comes, don't be excited. Never be excited. Be balanced. Titikshasva na nartham. Purtuko na. Bear them. Tolerate them. Titikshasva. Hey Arjuna, Titikshaswa means here, what is Titiksha bear na? அதுக்கு ஒரு ஸ்லோகமே இருக்குது தித்திக்ஷாக்கு. இன் அவர் விவேக சூடாமணி சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் தித்திக்ஷா ஒரு ஸ்லோகம், சகனம் சர்வதுக்கானாம் அப்ரதீகார பூர்வகம் சிந்தா விலாபரஹிதம் சா தித்திக்ஷா நிகத்யதே. தித்திக்ஷா இஸ் தட் சகனம், சகனம்னு பொறுமை. Titiksha is the first entrance gate of a Vedantic student. If I am a Gita student, and I must have a tremendous tolerance power. Sahanam of what? Sahanam about what? Sarvadukkhanam. For all pain situations, painful situations. Life lo painful situation comes, crisis comes, a trivial situation comes. Sahanam. சர்வதுக்கானம் அப்ரதீகார பூர்வகம். ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டூ எனி வாட் நெகட்டிவ் ரியாக்ஷன். ஐ ஷுட் நாட் ஷோ டுவர்ட்ஸ் தட் அப்ரதீகாரம். ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டேக் ரெவெஞ்ச் அப்பான் தட் சிச்சுவேஷன் ஆர் அதர் பர்சன். அப்ரதீகார பூர்வகம், ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டேக் ரெவெஞ்ச் ஆர் எனி ரியாக்ஷன் இன் நெகட்டிவ் ரெஸ்பான்ஸ். I should not do that. Apratikarva purvakam. Therefore, I cannot respond, I cannot take any reaction, I cannot take any action upon that. And enna pannano enna? I have to suffer. Chinta vilaparahitam. At the same time, you should not worry inside. Chinta vilaparahitam. Never grieve inside. Never worry about that. Never cry inside. சிந்தா விலாபரஹிதம் சா திதீக்ஷா. அதுதான் திதீக்ஷா, பொறுமை. நம்ம என்ன பொறுத்துட்டு பக்கம் போய் நீ பார், நான் என்ன பொறுத்துட்டே இருக்கேன் பொறுத்துட்டே இருக்கேன் பத்து பேருக்கு சொல்லக்கூடாது. பிகாஸ் ஐ லெஃப்ட் தட் பர்சன், அதர்வைஸ் ஐ வுட் ஹவ் டு. இப்படி கை காமிச்சு இப்படி எல்லாம் சொல்லுவோம். இன்னொருத்தர் ஆனா என்ன பண்ணுவான்னு தெரியாது. இப்படி எல்லாம் சொல்லக்கூடாது. சிந்தா விலாபிராயத்தன்னா உள்ளக்குள்ள உள்ளக்குள்ள அப்படியே நொஞ்சு போகிறது, அப்படியெல்லாம் பண்ணக்கூடாது. அதெல்லாம் திதிக்ஷை இல்லைப்பா. நிஜமான திதிக்ஷன்னா ராமர் மாதிரி இருக்கணும். ஸ்ரீராமர் எப்படி என்ன திதிக்ஷா பாருங்க. ஆல் குணாஸ்னா குட் பாசிட்டிவ் தெய்வீ சம்பத்து. ராமா இஸ் அன் எம்பாடிமெண்ட், தட் இஸ் வை வி வர்ஷிப் ராமா. கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் அன் எம்பாடிமெண்ட் ஆஃப் வர்ச்சூஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் திதிக்ஷஸ்வ, may you tolerate, endure that susceptibility. Now we are all susceptible to all things, outside things, whatever happens, immediately we are disturbed. Na jerks will come at the mental level. Abadella varakoodadu. Indha jerks ella varadhu kaaranam rendu, two reasons. Either our sensitivity, susceptibility, okay, or we always think other persons need correction. One is our problem, our mental wrong concept is one reason. Namma idu correct pannamal enna pannuvom, because of that person only I have got this problem, that person need correction. Ipo indha rendula edhu correct pannanum, edhu correct panna mudiyum? Aama avana thappu pannita. Ipo edhu correct panna mudiyumna திதிக்ஷஸ்வ பெட்டர். ஏன்னா மை மைண்ட், மை டாலரன்ஸ் அண்ட் மை இதே ஆர் ஆல் இன் மை கண்ட்ரோல். ஐ கேன் டூ சம்ஹவ், ஐ கேன் ஹேண்டில் மை செல்ஃப். அதர் பர்சன் ஐ கேன் நாட் ஹேண்டில், பிகாஸ் ஐ ஹவ் நோ கண்ட்ரோல் ஹோல் ஃபுல்லி அப்பான் தட் பர்சன். தேர் ஃபோர் வாட் இஸ் த பெஸ்ட் மெத்தட்? ட்ரெயின் யுவர் மைண்ட், charge your mind, strengthen your mind. Instead of blaming other person, trying to correct other person, you strengthen your mind. You develop immune system at your mental level, which is in your hand. Simple method, okay? This is the simple best remedy. That's what Lord Krishna says. நான் சொல்லலை, ஓகே, நான் சொன்னால் நீங்கள் எல்லாம் கேட்க மாட்டேன். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் தான் திதிக்ஷஸ்வா, அந்த பெயின் பொறுத்துக்கோ. சுகம் வந்தால் கூட டோன்ட் பி எக்ஸைட்டட், பி சேம் அட் எவ்ரி ஈவெண்ட். how difficult. But it is worth to practice. It's not impossible, it's difficult, but it is worth to practice. More in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.